Hello to all my Chavarim, Yeshir, Toas, Moshe, and around the world. We're continuing on our Shir Mishnayos, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We're up to the last two Mishnayos in the Masechta, Paragimel, Mishnah Ches, which in the Gemara is on Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. And the Mishnah starts, Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Ein Ma'avir Nalav Hazat Chum. If you have a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you can't go past the Chum to do the mitzvah, as Rashi and the Rav explain, to walk out of the Tchum to go hear the Tkiyas. And the Rav adds, to go out of the Tchum, and even to bring a shofar back into the Tchum would not be allowed. Tosfos Yantar says, and similarly on a lulav, you can't do that, you can't go out of the Tchum to do the mitzvah of a lulav, as it's proven in Masechet Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. And why doesn't there, by in lulav, mention all the things we're about to mention in our Mishnah, that you also can't do to get the mitzvah done? And the reason, even though that really Masechta Sukkah comes before Masechta Rosh Hashanah in the order of the Masechtos, so why does it mention them there? Because maybe shofar, we need to have it's a bigger chiddush by a shofar that you can't do all these things, because there's only that one day to do the shofar, and as opposed to lulav, you have a whole 7 days. Okay, or because it's a more chashuv shofar, it's for a zikaron, as we mentioned in Mishnah Gimel. And we also mentioned back there the difference, even though Shana is actually 2 days, still there were times that they only blew once, let's say it was Shabbos or something like that. So you might think you can, if you only have 1 day to actually blow, you might be able to stretch the things you're allowed to do in order to get your shofar to hear the tchias. Mishnah telling you can't. And the Ritva says even the shofar is d'oraisa and chum and d'rabbanan, still yesh by yarchacham alakr mitzvah esay b'shev l'altaisa. Chum can tell you we don't want you to do the mitzvah d'oraisa. We're making a gzera and we can stop you. Also, the Mishnah says ein mefakan l'avasagal. You can't start digging to take a shofar that was buried under a pile of rocks. Tresro says you're not allowed to take them out, even though Tiltul is Drabanan. Again, it's Tiltul Muksa is Drabanan, still they can stop you from doing that. And the Rashba brings from Erev and Aflamat Heban Aleph, we're talking about here even by hand. You can't dig with your hands to get your shofar out of the pile of rocks, because if they were using an actual shovel, that would be definitely an Issa D'oraisa, and you're not allowed to do that. Also, the Mishnah says, Lo olam ba'ilan, don't climb a tree. As Miri says, if you have a shofar up in a tree, don't go up climbing a tree to get the shofar, because maybe you'll rip off a branch, as the Gemara says in Be'ya, Daf Lamed Vav of a base. V'lo rok from the Gabi Behema, don't ride on a horse, as the Miri says. Let's say he's too weak to get to the place where they're blowing the shofar without riding on a horse. You shouldn't do that. Again, this Gzera riding an animal on Yatra, because maybe he'll rip off a branch from a tree, and it's from the same place in Be'ya Lamed Vav of a base to get his animal to move better to hit the animal with. V'lo shatan al pe'ya mayim, don't swim over the water. Meiri in the Rambam Hilchos Shofar Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet says if the shofar is on the other side of a river or fell into the water, don't start swimming in to do the mitzvah shofar, because this area you might build a raft, and Chum don't want you to do that. V'ein Choskan also, you don't cut it. Rashi and Daf Lamed Gimel Beis Amud Aleph explains that if you want to fix the shofar, don't start a cutting into the shofar. And similarly, the Meiri says, Rabbi Nachanel says, no, it's somehow don't cut it from the head of an animal. Okay, the Mishnah says, Bein bedavar shu misham shvus, don't be over anything which is a shvus, as the Rav says, like to cut it with a knife. Tzur Israel says, it's not the normal way to cut out a horn is not only done with a knife, so it's and or if it's a d'oraisa avera, as the Rav says, to cut it with like a plane, which is a malacha, a complete malacha of chereshes eitz. And some say, some have a bat, switch it around. Davishum shvus is the plane, which is not normally used, and davishum lasasa is a knife, which is more normally used. In any event, you can't do either one. The Pharisee Israel says the reason is also because the essay of Shofar is not docha the essay of Alos essay of Yantef, even in Isra Rabbanan. Because any takana the Rabbanan made, they made it ke'ein diaraisa tikkun. And the Chum made chizuk l'divrei, just like Torah, as it's brought in Subis Nafpei Dal Manalf. But have a guy bringing it, that is mutter to if it's the Rabbanan, because it's a shvus to shvus, the tzarech mitzvah, the whole Amir le'akam is a shvus, and we're going to tell him to do a Rabbanan, and it's a shvus to shvus for tzarech mitzvah, they weren't geyser. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tav Kuf Pei Vav Sivkat and Pei Vav says, according to this, even if he has a shofar, but it's not the shofar of an aisle, it's mutter for a guy to bring this shofar of an aisle, even though the guy would be doing Isra Rabbanan. Again, it's Shvus to Shvus telling the guy to bring it, because the mitzvah is Ba'ayel, so it's, you can be over the Shvus to Shvus in order to do the better quality of a mitzvah. The Dirshunos 84 says, you can see from the Mishnah Berurah that wasn't quite sure if Shvus to Shvus is muttered in order to makayim a mitzvah in a better fashion. Because the whole point of using an aisle shofar is not a takanas chachamim, but it's a mitzvah min hamavchar, like we already had in Sivkat, he already wrote in Sivkat and Hey. And before, though, in Siman Tav Reish Chaf Gimel, Sivkat Gimel, he wrote the Mishnah Berurah that you can tell a guy on Yom Kippur, the time of Ne'ilah, to take candles around, spread it around in the base of Knesset so that the tzibur could read the piyutim from the Malksarim, because it's only Shvus to Shvus, and there it seems very posh to him that for saying the piyutim itself, they were matra Shvus to Shvus, and he didn't have a suffix there as he had a suffix over here, as far as the Kiyum Mitzvah in a better way. So I think maybe it's not such a big stira, because over here with the shofar, he was yetzi the mitzvah. He would be yetzi the mitzvah with a different type of shofar. Just wouldn't be yetzi in the best way. By Ne'ila, with the piyutim, the people wouldn't be able to say piyutim at all. And something they wouldn't be able to do. So maybe there it's better, easier to think that a shvus to shvus would be mutter. That's my own thought just off the top of my head. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Avlem rotz alitan tocha mayim o yayin yitin. If you want to put water or wine inside the shofar to help clean it out, you can. Rashi Rav say, we don't say it's the masaki amada, you're fixing a kli. And the Mishnah Berurah Siman Tav Kuf Pei Zayin Siv Katan Pei Tes says, even though you are fixing it to some extent, since it's not so evident that he's doing an uvdud chol, because you wash all kinds of kelim on Yantif, so this is mutter. The Dirsh Os 90 says, but if without the washing it out, the rinsing it out, you wouldn't be able to blow that shofar at all, then the Sfas Emes and Rosh Hashanah on base on base. The Vriya Maschel B'Mishnah is not sure if you're allowed to rinse it out, because then you would maybe actually be doing a Mesakin Kli. Mishnah continues, Ein Ma'akvan Es Tinakis Melitko, we don't stop young kids from blowing, as Rav says, Shigil Chinuch, Afilu B'Shabbos. Even if it's Shabbos, we let these young children who are Megil Chinuch blow a shofar in order to Yimachanachim in the mitzvahs. They should know how to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Siyata says the reason we say by Yigil Chinuch, since they got to that age of Yigil Chinuch, we work together with them so they'll know to be Yotze L'chova when Rosh Hashanah shows comes around. But if they weren't Higi L'chanach, we don't. And the Ron says, maybe we should say, we shouldn't stop them no matter what age they are, because we have a din that Katna Elchon Avelos Ein Beitz Mitzuf L'afrisho. If you see a young child eating something treif, Bezim doesn't have to stop him from doing that, as we have at the end of the ninth parak in Shabbos. So he says the answer to that is, that's something which is not so widely known that the child is doing something wrong. But here it's widely known. He's going to be blowing his shofar, and everybody can hear it. And there, it's public information, so they're going to stop him from doing that, because maybe something bad will come. People think you can blow on Shabbos even without Bezdin being there. So we don't want that idea to get spread around. And the Mishnah says, Ava Masaskin Yomar Machi Yomadu. So we don't stop the tinnitus from blowing, but we work together with them until they know, as Rav says, it's no gzeira, that maybe you'll move it, you'll carry it for amas and rishis harabim. Because here it's not a question of being tarred in the mitzvah, you're just helping out, and they didn't make a gzeira that you may move it for amas in rishis harabim, only in a time when he's mechuyev in chiyas shefer, since he's so tarred and bald, he wants to be yaitzi yidei chavaso, he might forget it's Shabbos. Here you don't have that problem. Tesis Yanta brings from the Magid Mishnah, that we do tell them to blow, and we help them, as the Rav Noach on the Rambam Hilchos Shofar Perek Beis Halacha Zayin says that the Gadol himself can blow to teach the Ketanim, even though it's Shabbos. But he brings from Rashi, but we don't actually have that Rashi. He quotes a Rashi that we don't have in our version, that even though it's mutter for them to teach Ketanim, but the Gadol themselves can't blow to show the Ketanim, that's a no-no. Okay, the Mishnah continues, on Miss Asik Lo Yotza, Taisis Yantif says, according to the Rav that we had before in Paragimel Mishnah Zion, that you need Kavana to be Yotzi Kiyas Shofar. So what's Mitzasek here that we're mentioning in the Mishnah? It means if you didn't have Kavana to blow a Tekiah of Mitzvah. And the Mishnah before is teaching us that the person who hears needs to have Kavana. And our Mishnah is telling you that the person who's blowing has to have Kavana also to be Yotze. And the Mishnah says, if you hear from someone that it was Mitzasek, you're not Yotze, as Taisis Yantif says, he says it's a question. Because we don't need this. We already told you the person himself who's blowing isn't Yotzei, and Mas'asik lo Yotza. Even though he himself is blowing and he's hearing what he's blowing, certainly someone who's just listening shouldn't be Yotzei. So why do we need this? Mas'asik lo Yotza. He answers that I might have thought that only a Mas'asik himself, where there's no kavanah to be Yotzei, a person who just happens to be blowing it, and like that's a musical instrument. So we can understand he didn't even have kavanah to make a blow at Kiev mitzvah. He didn't have kavanah to listen to it for mitzvah. Certainly he won't be Yotze. But someone who hears someone like that blowing might think, okay, I'm going to be mechaven to be Yotze with what I'm hearing. So maybe he would be Yotze with his hearing, because the ikar mitzvah is the listening to a shofar, not in the blowing. That's why we don't make a brachah at koa. We say the shmoa, as it says in the Torah in the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Pei Hei. So we're telling you that even though you have kavanah for the mitzvah, since he was just misasek, you are not yotzei. Continuing on the last Mishnah in our Masechta Perek Tes Dalet Mishnah Tes, which in the Gemara is in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Seder Tekiyas Shalosh. Rashi and the Rauk say, we have three groups of tekiyas, one for Malchus, one for Zichronos, and one for Shofars. So first we'll say three groups of three. In each group there's going to be three tekiyas. Rashi and the Rauk say, tekiyah true tekiyah for each one of them. And the Rauk adds, because it says two tekiyas in the Pasuk of Rosh Hashanah. And it says one trua, it says two truas in the Pasuk of Rosh Hashanah, and one trua in when it talks about the Yom Kippur of Yovel. So we learn Gzeres Shava Shvi from one to the other, to tell whatever is on one is by the other, and the trua that's mentioned in Yom Kippur of Yovel, we put that together with Rosh Hashanah, so you end up with three in Rosh Hashanah, three truas, and the two truas that are mentioned in Rosh Hashanah, we put by Yom Kippur, so we have three truas and Yom Kippur, and every trua has a pshut lefanel, pshut l'achra, this tekiah in front of it, tekiah afterwards. So that's because we know, we say, how do we know that's a pshut lefanel? We have a pasuk in Vayikra Perakov, hey, vavar teshofer trua. And how do we know there's a pshuta afterwards? Like it says also there, taviru shofer. So there's a havara before, there's a havara afterwards, and a trua in between. And this lashon of havara is a pshuta like a plain tekiah, because it says havaras kol echad. It is a pshuta because it means havara of one kol. So we have three truas of Rosh Hashanah with six tekiahs, one before, one after. So that gives you your three of three. The Mishnah says, Shia tekiyah kisholos truas. The length of a tekiyah should be like the length of three truas. And Rav explains, the shia of all the tekiyahs, which are the six tekiyahs, should be the length of the three truas. So the shia of one tekiyah is a half of a trua. The first Rav says, the shia of the three tekiyahs, the first three tekiyahs, should be like the three truas. So we know also, therefore, that the three tekiyahs achronas will be like the first, that because each tekiyah should be the length of a trua. So machlokos here, whether it's a half, tekiyah is half of a trua, or it's equal to a trua. In Shulchan Aruch, 7 Tav Kuf Tzadik Sif Gimel, paskins that the shear of the tekiyah is the same shear of a trua, not half, as the Rav had it. The Mishnah continues, shear trua kisholosh yavavos. There are like three whimpers. The shear of a trua itself is like three whimpers. Rashi and the Rav say, three kolos be'alma, kol she'en small, little notes. That's what the yavavos are. So three of those gives you the length of a trua. The Rav adds, and some say that every yavava has itself three sounds. Okay, so that each trua is nine sounds. Nine quick sounds, and that makes sense according to the Rav. Tveres Yisrael says there's a suffix. If a trua is three kolos and each one is stretched a little bit, like our shvarim, or if it's nine kolos, short kolos, like our trua, or it's a combination of shvarim trua, and therefore we do three times tashrat tkiyah shvarim trua tkiyah, three times tashat tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, and three times tkiyah tarat tkiyah trua tkiyah, to be yotzi the suffix to get all possibilities covered, and that's the way we do it lamaisa. Talka b'rishayna. The Mishnah says, if you blew once, as Rashi and Rav explained, we did the first tekiyah before the trua we did normally, u'mashak b'shniyah kishnayim, and then you stretch out the second tekiyah twice as long. As Rashi Rav says, the tekiyah that was after the trua, he stretched out twice as long to be yotza the two things. The tekiyah he needed to do after the trua, and the tekiyah he needed to do before the next one. So, the one at the after the Malchus and the one before the Zichronis, twice as Yantus springs from the Rush and the Ran in the name of the Ramban, that there is no outer limit how long a tekiyah can't go past. Okay, if he wants to stretch out a tekiyah, he can. And it's not known by the fact that he is stretching it out that he means to make two tekiyahs. It's just the fact that it's twice as long that he had in the first one. And that's why we had here in the Mishnah, Taka B'Rishona. He already blew once in the beginning, and therefore when he stretched out the second one twice as much as the first one, we might think that since he's doing it twice as long as the original one, he means it to be as if he broke it into two separate ones, and there are two tekiyahs, Kamash Malan, though we don't say that. As long as it's one long blast, it only works for one tekiyah. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sim and Tav Kuf Tzadik in Dirshu 016 says, same as we have to worry about when you do the Hiratzon after the tekiyahs, the Griz from Brisk and Moedim Usmanim Chilik Aleph Simen Hey Har Aleph is brought, that you shouldn't start to say this Hiratzon until the tekiyahs are all completed, because the tekiyah that you don't hear the whole thing is not considered a tekiyah, and when you start saying the Hiratzon, it's like you're thinking you're ready yotze, and you're not mechayvin to listen anymore. Okay, but as far as the person who is calling out the next note that the person should be blowing while the other guy is still blowing, okay, the das of Rosh Hashanah and Arbach and Halicha Shlomo Rosh Hashanah Perik Beis Siman Tesvav and Varhalacha Ois Chaf Dalet is that he is yaitze b'dievet in hearing the tekiyahs, because he's putting his mind to listen, and you can hear two different things when it's chavif for you, like they did in the Mikdash. They blew the shofar with the chatzotzros at one time. And Rabbi Yashu Das in Ashrei Ish Chelek Gimel Perek Tezayin Os Yudalet is he was yaitze only if he had machshava to be yotze the chova, even if he should hear the tekiyah before he finishes the word he's saying, But if you didn't have that in mind, you won't be yotzei. The Mishnah says, "Ein biyado ela achas." So he stretches it to twice as long. He only gets the value of one, as Rashi Rav says. We don't split a tekiah into two, and the first rule says he's yotze by the to being the one after the trua, and not the one that's the next one before the second group. Okay, Mishaberach, the Mishnah says, Rashi Rav says he davened the tefillah of Musaf, and he did the nine brachas. V'achach nesmana lo shofar, and then he happened upon getting a shofar. For Israel says, it just happened like vayaman Hashem dug by Yonah. It happened upon Yonah. Tokeya umeriyav tokeya shalosh pam. So then he didn't have a chance to do the tekiyas by the malchus achronis shofars. He already davened musaf. He should do the whole sets of tekiyas three times, as he brings from Rashi. He should do the ones for the Malchus, for Sechronis, and Shafris after he finished his Musa. The first Rav says, even though he didn't blow on the Seder that we normally blow on after the Malchus, after the Sechronis, after the Shafris, still he is Yotzi. The Rashman of Lama Beis Vabeis, the Remaskal Maishna, the Asheni Maskia, and he says he doesn't have to go back and daven the Musaf again. Shulchan Aruch Arachai and Simit Tav Kuf Tzadik Beis. Sif Beis says, a yochid doesn't, when he's davening, if one person is davening himself, he doesn't take a break in the middle to blow the shofar by each of the brachas. Even if he has someone to blow for him, he doesn't stop after the malchus, zechronis and shofres. And the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav says he means that he doesn't even stop if someone else is blowing to listen, that they only made this takana to blow on the seder of the three types, the malchus, zechronis and shofres, only by Tzibar. If he doesn't have anybody for him to blow for him before he does the Musaf, he could be mechaven to listen after the tefillah. The Ramah says, Ela token lo kodim shispal Musaf. He doesn't stop in the middle of Musaf, he should have the tekiyas done for him before Musaf, and he doesn't have to have the blowing going again. Dirshu Os 5 says, and since that this is a chova only in the Tzibur, so the Chazon Ish wrote in Archaim Simon Kuf Lam and Zayin Sukkot and Dalet, and also the Griz Salvechik in Moedim Usman and Mechel Galaf Simon Cheses brought down that a Yochid who doesn't come to daven with a Tzibur and he won't hear the Tkiyas Dimu'umid during the Shmon Esrei Chazaras Hashatz, he's not considered an Arvarian in this, that he's a Mavatal, the mitzvahs of Tkiyah Midrambanan, because he was never a Mechoyev, a Yachid in these Tkiyahs. But his Olchid is, he's being parish on the Tzibar, who were Makayim, the Takanas Chamam, Litkol Ma'umad. Shem Shashlich Tzibar Chayev, the Mishnah says, the Rav brings, just like the Shlich Tzibar is Chayev in the Brachas of Rosh Hashanah, and also the tefillahs of all year. He's not yotze de chavos only with the tefillah that he is mispala by. His only way he is a yotze is his own tefillah. So he can't just skip his own tefillah and just do the chazaras hashatz. He has to do his own tefillah first. So kach kol yoch v'yochid chayev. Every single person is chayev as well. As the Rav says, if someone is bucky and he knows to daven, he's not yotze chova. Only with his, he's only yotze by his own tefillah, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whether it's the rest of the year, and the Shlich Tzibur who is davening for everybody is only davening for the people who don't know how to daven. Tosiyata says that even though everybody in Yisrael is a Raven Zilazah, and from this reason they are motzi with the brachas of a mitzvah. You can make a brachas mitzvah for someone else, you can make kiddush for someone else, you can make a motzi on a challah for someone else, as we have at the end of the parak before, the reason that the Ron says in the name of Yerushalmi, because tefillah is different. It's more mitzvah. Everybody should be mevakash rachman al atzmo and not have someone else daven for them. Rabbi Gamliel, I'm Rabbi Gamliel, argues on Tanna Kamma, and he says, Shliach Tzibur, Motzis HaRav Minichavasa. Shliach Tzibur can be Motzis the Rabbim. The Rav says, whether he's a Baki or not Baki, Rabbi Gamliel says, Shliach Tzibur can daven for you as well, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whether it's all year round. And so why is a Tzibur daven quietly before the Shliach Tzibur does his? Because to give the Shliach Tzibur a chance to get the tefillah ready to say. But the halachah is like the chachamim in the brachas of all year round, that the Shliach Tzibur is not motzi, only someone who's not baki. But by the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, or of Yovel, which are nine long brachas, and not everybody is baki in them, the halachah is like Rabbi Gamliel, that just like Kimi Motzi, those who are not baki, he can motzi the baki as well. The Veresirah says that even in the brachas of mitzvahs, even though that someone who's yotze can be motzi others, even though he was yotzi first, tefillah again is different because it makes more sense that person should daven for himself. And now we will do the hadron. And before the actual hadron, I'll give you my vartur, I guess, which is just a quick short idea that we're talking about Mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Rosh Hashanah, the new year, new things start. Just today, I had my second shot vaccination against the coronavirus, and I'm looking to a new year. It's been almost 10 months I haven't been able to learn in yeshiva. Been doing Zoom learning, and looking forward in the next week or so to get back to learning in yeshiva with all my chaverim. And as we see here at the end of the Mishnah, it's talking about the difference between a yachid and a rabbim, that it's someone who's parish min hatzibur is not makayim the mitzvahs the way he should be, okay? Even though here was an inus, I couldn't get to be with the tzibur, but we see the chashivas of being with a tzibur, even if we're not talking about tefillah here, we're talking about learning with a tzibur, is always a big chashivas to learn with a group, and there's always people there to ask shaylos and to learn better yourself. We should all be zeicha to be able to get back to our normal routines, to daven with a tzibur in a shul, not only outdoors, but b'roivam hadras melech, be able to learn together, become all our mitzvahs in the most mahudur dikar eifin. So now we will do the Hadron, and it goes like this. Hadron alach masechus Rosh Hashanah, Hadron alach, Daitan alach masechus Rosh Hashanah, Daitan alon, Lach tisnashim inach masechus Rosh Hashanah, Lach tisnashim inan, Lo ba'al madeim, Lo ba'al madeasi. Yivatzam fanecha, Ne'el ha'ini v'leg v'seinu, Shedei ha'ir v'reschem, L'asein l'ol ha'matzeh, Tehi man al ma'apach, Ani v'apapa, Rami v'apapa, Nach ma'apapa, Achai v'apapa, Abba Maria v'apapa, Raph v'apapa, Rakesh v'apapa, Sucher v'apapa, Adar v'apadva, Dara v'apapa. And as I said, to start new Sfarim, Mitzvah Shem, hope to be moving on to Masechtas Megillah. Hope to have you all with me then. Have a good night. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.